Welcome to the top stories today, from the Financial Times. First up, the US has placed about 8,500 troops on standby for possible deployment to Central and Eastern Europe to shore up NATO's defenses, as Western leaders pledged to form a united front against the threat of a Russian invasion of Ukraine. The Pentagon's announcement that it was prepared to move additional personnel to NATO's eastern flank came as the US and its allies hardened their response to Russia's buildup of forces along the Ukrainian border. The step was announced just before President Joe Biden held a wide-ranging video conference call from the White House Situation Room with European leaders, which lasted an hour and 20 minutes. The conversation covered both diplomatic efforts to defuse the crisis and punitive actions against Moscow in the event of an attack on Ukraine. Next, Boris Johnson's premiership was plunged deeper into crisis on Monday after it emerged that he had a birthday party during England's first lockdown in 2020, despite COVID rules at the time banning indoor social gatherings. Johnson has consistently denied knowledge of parties in Downing Street, but he attended a surprise get-together in the Cabinet Room to celebrate his birthday in June of that year, along with up to 30 guests. The disclosure of the Downing Street celebration, first reported by ITV News and confirmed by the FT, will fuel concerns among Tory MPs that the Prime Minister disregarded COVID rules that he imposed on the rest of England. And now, the minister responsible for Whitehall efficiency quit on Monday after strongly criticising the UK government's track record on tackling fraud in a flagship state-backed coronavirus business loan scheme. Lord Theodore Agnew, who has served as Minister for Efficiency and Transformation in the Treasury and Cabinet Office since February 2020 and was responsible for efforts to counter fraud, resigned in the House of Lords. He told peers he was unable to defend the government's record, given the lamentable track record that we have demonstrated since I took up this post nearly 2 years ago. His resignation was greeted by rare applause as he walked out of the chamber. Next up, the latest increase in the UK state pension age has led to record highs in employment among 65-year-olds, while also prompting those living in poorer areas to work for longer. Research by the Institute for Fiscal Studies, published on Tuesday, found that around 55,000 more 65-year-olds were in paid work in 2021 as a result of the gradual rise in the pension age from 65 to 66, between late 2018 and late 2020. The reform led to an additional 7% of men and 9% of women staying in work, taking the male employment rate at age 65 to 42%, the highest since the 1970s. The female employment rate rose to a probable all-time peak of 31%. And finally, Italian lawmakers unleashed a deluge of blank votes in the first round of the presidential election on Monday in a delaying action amid intense backroom negotiations to resolve an impasse over whom to anoint as head of state. Of the ballots cast, 672 had no name written on them, reflecting an agreement among members of Prime Minister Mario Draghi's fragile National Unity government to avoid an outcome that could upset Italy's delicate political equilibrium. While Draghi, a former president of the European Central Bank, is widely viewed as frontrunner to be Italy's president, lawmakers fear his election as head of state could inadvertently propel the country into early elections, unless parties can agree his successor as prime minister. That's it for now, from this episode of the Top Stories Today, read aloud by Microsoft Azure AI. Let us know what you think of this experimental digest by filling out a survey at ft.com/topstoriestoday, or emailing your thoughts to topstoriestoday@ft.com. Thanks for listening.